Allahumma. Habibi.
Habibi.
Ilaina iman.
Ilaina iman.
Wa zayyidhu.
Wa zayyidhu.
Fi qulubina.
Ya arhamar rahimin.
سيخن بكتاب فوق قلبي عجب واتباع سنة محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إيمانك واستخر بكتابك وفاين بيعلك ويتبع سنتي محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
ربمز bize inkarcıların baskı ve şiddetine maruz bırakma. Rabbimiz bizi bağışla, şüphesiz sen mutlak güç ve hikmet sahibisin. Allah'ım şüpheden, şirkten, münafıklıktan, ayrılmaktan ve kötü ahlaktan sana sığınırım.
And then we got our visas and we had to wait till the last day to get our passports back. They got to us at around 12 p.m. when our flight was at 6 a.m. in the morning.
It was an invitation letter from God and can't really say no to that.
Doing a lot of homework today.
Who wants to ride the motorcycle?
Yeah, I'm about to ride the motorcycle, but...
So you guys are going to have go upstairs and look in your window, you'll see that there's some buses without.
So I'll just have a chair on the roof.
Yeah, I'm still sitting on the roof.
Just go to Iran if
you know.
I also prayed for, you know, people that didn't like me or people who looked down towards me. In San Antonio, Texas, people, you know, there's people are very accepting of who you are. And I don't look Iranian, I don't look to be Muslim, but once, you know, someone asks you where you're from and, you know, you tell them, then, you know, then they have, you know, second thoughts about you. And, you know, and I prayed for them because I can't judge myself, I can't judge.
About 1.5 million people, population. Muslim population about 10%, very small Muslim population.
You have a chance to do something, try to do it the first chance that you get. Don't wait until tomorrow, don't even wait until the next minute. If you have the opportunity, if you have the chance, just do it then. Because you never know when the next opportunity is going to come. I know in America we always procrastinate everything, so I think we have to learn from our experiences, not just keep making the same mistake, and know, like, appreciate the chances that we have in life.
I said, "I've been to Altona Fidonia Hasana." I could see the Kaaba in between my hands. I was like, "This is the place I've been praying to for so many times, and this is—I'm actually here." I just couldn't believe it. Yeah, it was a great feeling.
سرًا وعلانيةً وأتوب إليه من ذنب الذي أعلم ومن الذنب
الذي لا أعلم. Yeah, I actually did think about it. It's a lot better that I came here at this age, because now everything's obligatory for me. and well, it's great to start doing your practicing Islam when you're in Hajj. And then it's also good to come at another time, when, a few years later, where it's good to come at any time that you can. But if you come a few, like 10 years later, you can actually understand a lot more of Hajj.
I guess I prayed for everything good, prayed for happiness for everybody. I heard that it's not good just to pray for yourself, you're supposed to pray for everybody. So cure of illnesses, happiness on this earth, justice for everybody. That those are, I think, the most important things that can solve a lot of the problems on this world. So.
You wear the towels to show unity and show that everyone's equal pretty much, and although some people might be doing like economically better than someone else, you can't really tell because you're all wearing the same clothes, and also it kind of shows unity pretty much.
I think many people, you know, they want something. I know for me that for religion, you know, I live so far away from Islam, there's not a lot of Muslims in my, you know, where I live. But, you know, I always ask God, you know, please show me, you know, that you're real. Show me that, you know, there's something that I can believe, you know, that you're real. And I haven't seen a miracle yet. But I think coming here, it might be that miracle that I've been looking for. I remember we went to all the small masjids that Prophet Muhammad, you know, created and built. And I mean, just knowing about them, learning the history about them, it's real. And if I go there and, you know, maybe, you know, Khodaya might, you know, help me understand, you know, this is that miracle that I've been looking for.
It's basically a desert. I heard it was 12 kilometers, but there's not really anything that we're supposed to do when we get there. It's said in all the books that you just stop there. You can do anything you want. There are million people there. There are a few million people there, and if just one person like me is able to see him, then it would be very amazing. That's like he said, one day. It's not that day yet, so it's basically our job to sit and wait. I want to follow him, help him do whatever he needs the best I can. You shouldn't change too much, but I mean, you should change for the better and not for the worse. You know, you should think a lot more about your religion and think a lot more about what's going on in the world around you.
I wish I did more than I have. Most of the stuff that I know is from Masjid and all the experiences that I hear. I've gone to a lot of the Sukhan Rani that we've had. I've tried to get as much as I could out of them. Inshallah, as we get closer and closer to the time that it's time for Arafat and all the important things that we have to do, I'll have a better understanding, a much better understanding. I've learned that these stones are stones that we throw at the shaitan or Satan. For every all three of the pillars that are or walls that we throw them at, they're supposed to symbolize something that we want to stop in our lives, or something that we feel that the shaitan is holding us back from God. So it's kind of like a spiritual thing and a physical thing. Like, you're physically, you feel like you're physically hitting the Satan, and also you're hitting the Satan in your own heart, which has a it has a psychological impact on you as well. Soul and heart. So every time that you throw the stone, you can also, like, later on when you leave Hajj and you're in a situation where you feel like the shaitan is picking at you, you can remember that experience, and you can remember what's right and what's wrong, who's leading you, whether it's God or the shaitan. I feel that as when you're young, obviously you can perform your amal better, but I feel that when you're also young, when especially in America, you don't, unless somebody is teaching you these things all the time, or you're going to extra classes, or you put the time in to learn it, it's a lot more harder for you to know exactly what you're doing before you come. Like, I know personally, I didn't before I came, I didn't have the adequate knowledge of Hajj. I think when you're older, when you come, maybe in your 30s, which is better than your 50s, you have a better understanding. You know more people who have come to Hajj, that you can learn from their experiences. I was lucky to have a friend about my age that also went to Hajj when she was younger. She also gave me some hints and some pointers, some advice. Well, I was lucky in that sense, but there are a lot of people that didn't have that. So I feel maybe at this age it is good if you know what you're doing, but maybe it's when you're still young, not when you're 50, 60, you could have a much better understanding. Or maybe if you come at this age, you can know what to expect the next time you come.
إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان وجعلنا من الراشدين
اللهم
اقنقني عذابك
يوم تبعث
عبادك.
I feel it's important that you're appreciated for yourself, not what you look like, not for your physical appearance, but for who you are on the inside. And I think it's really contradictory in a lot of cultures that, or like even media, that you're always told it's not what's important, what's on the outside, so it's important on the inside. And I guess people need to take that to heart. And I think that the hijab does a really good job of that. That's why I wear it. I think that hijab is something that shouldn't be forced upon you. I think it should come from your own heart. You should want to do it. A lot of people say that I'll do it when I'm ready. But that's also their reason for procrastination, even though they know that they should start it at a certain time. Like I said before, I don't think that we should put off our chances. If we have a chance to do something, do it now.
Of course. I mean, I haven't finished the second Hajj, and I haven't finished the second part of it. I mean, so far, I mean, there's been so many hardships of coming, you know, so different. But if you want to find God, if you want to actually come close to God, then here's a place you need to come. You have to look beyond all these buildings and all these people and, you know, all the trash from the street. You have to look beyond all of this. When you look down to it, you'll see that this is the house of Khuda, and this is how you get close to him.
Yeah, it's many various steps that have been seen through history. It's stuff that the prophets and different people have done before we were even here. And they are here to give us a lesson about our life. I'd like to come, but it was my mother who made the decision to come this year because it was because of my 15th birthday. The meaning of Arafah is knowledge. I have to use that word a lot myself while I was here. When I tell people that I don't know how to speak Arabic, we really don't need to do anything. There's not really a special ritual that we have to go through over here, but since, as you know, the meaning of it is knowledge, so. What we do is we go around and we meet people from all over the world. India, Pakistan, Iran, America, Canada, anywhere you can name. Even Scotland have gathered here. So basically what we do here is we talk to the people around us, and talk to the people around us and learn from them, about where they live, what they do, how they live their lives, and we exchange our knowledge.
Washington system. So I think one of those 24 things that you're not supposed to do is to watch something that is not nice, you know. Why do you want to look at them when they're moaning and screaming and sacrificing when they're not
it's
supposed to, you know?
Entertainment.
But why are you here, Shervin? Have you thought about it?
Yes.
Why are you here?
It's a long story.
Long story. Do you know what's your duty here?
And you know, it's society.
Saying that just our presence in the United States changes the whole society.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, by our mosques being built, schools being built, and just our presence when we go to the mall, it changes everyone's perception constantly.
You're the teachers look at
right.
You.
I'm a teacher in a public school.
Exactly.
How many kids' lives do I touch a year after year after year?
They can never forget.
Right.
Exactly. So and when you go, you work. You work in a company. You can go and bring somebody else. You're growing. Our connection can grow. And we can provide better and better.
So, those oppressors.
I see that from what we have here, and we are taking it there. And they have something good there. Not everything there is bad. So we take what is good from there, we take what is good from here, and we can make a better society.
I mean, just the fact that we can function so well in American society,
yes,
democratically,
it's
or ignore
our historic ideals.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we have a bigger responsibility.
Yeah.
You know? If you were not Muslim and you live there, you don't, you know, you just live there. But if you're Muslim, you have a better and, you know, more.
Rabbimiz bize inkarcıların baskı ve şiddetine maruz bırakma. Rabbimiz bizi bağışla, şüphesiz sen mutlak güç ve hikmet sahipsin. Allah'ım şüpheden, şirkten, münafıklıktan, ayrılmaktan ve kötü ahlaktan sana sığınırım. Rabbimiz bize dünyada iyilik ver, ahirette de iyilik ver. Bizi cehennem azabından koru, iyilerle birlikte cennete koy. Ey mutlak güç sahibi, ey günahları çok bağışlayan, ey alemlerin Rabbi, Allah'ım senden kamil iman, doğru ve kesin bilgi, ol helal ve temiz rızık, sana karşı derin saygılı bir kalp, seni anlayacağız.
Ya Allah, ya Erhamer Rahim.
ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال
بس بصور عليك وسقط
استغفر الله العظيم
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته نحن من الصومال الى 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 مكه المكرمه الى الحج وبعدين نحن نرجع الى ان شاء الله زياره محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعدين نحن مسافرين الى مدينه المقدسه السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته